Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement.
When we signed up for the journey of sharing our gifts with the world, marketing was the farthest thing from our mind that we wanted to do. And that wasn't what we signed up for, unless you're one of the people, the few people here watching this recording that are actually marketers by trade. But the majority of us just wanted to change people's lives. That was what we signed up for. And in order to do that, we had to build our website. We have to build all these programs. We have to do the marketing. We have to tour signature workshops. We have to become our own PR person. We have to become a media person who has to produce media, has to record media, edit media, put the media on all the platforms and places and do newsletters and become a writer who's prolific and can make content on a whim anytime, any day. It's a lot of shit we got to do to change some people's lives, isn't it? It's exhausting. And yesterday I had one of those days where I was just like, I'm at my computer. I had my list of things to do, my newsletter for Thursday. I had plenty of things for Magic Kids that needed taken care of. And I was just like staring at my screen and getting nowhere, you know, checking my email to feel productive, going back to the screen to try and type something. And I was nowhere. And finally said to my wife, it's like, this day is not working for me. I'm going to go restart. And I went outside. I put a blanket out in the forest in the sunshine. And I just, what my wife and I call puddle. I just became a puddle on the earth. And 2 hours went by and I did absolutely nothing except for stare up at the trees above me and listen to the birds chirp. I pulled my journal out and I journaled maybe half a page of thoughts. And then I was like, this isn't even working for me. I'm just going to do some more laying here. And it was absolutely glorious to just give myself permission to throw out all of my plans for the day, to say, I don't need to send out a Thursday email this week. It doesn't really matter. What I need to do is just be in this liminal space of puddling on the ground, staring up at the trees, because clearly my brain's not working how I'm hoping it should work today. And it was wonderful. I ended up cutting out of work at 2:30. I went and picked up my son, took him for an adventure all afternoon, and things felt a lot better. I felt like I was actually just living my life instead of trying to be productive and get shit done. And so I'm telling this story because there's days like that where we just have to say, fuck it. I'm just going to be here with whatever I need to be present with inside of myself. And I'm not going to worry about all the tasks on my to-do list. I'm not going to worry about making content or posting that newsletter or sending out that thing that has to get out or whatever. And it felt great. And I felt much, much better and clear on it. I didn't do any like thinking to get clear yesterday. It just like, I feel more clear today because I took the time and the space yesterday to just go through that process and let myself compost on the earth for a little while so I could be reborn today. So if you're ever having those days, don't fight it. Don't fight what's actually beckoning you to just like slow down and take a pause. Just go with it if you can. And I've had plenty of these days over the years where I might have to cancel a couple meetings because just like I show up for 98% of my meetings. I show up for 98% of my sessions. But every once in a while, it's just like, I'm not going to be good for you. So I'm just going to, we're going to reschedule this one because I'm not going to be in my best space to support you in the ways that you're paying me to be supported. And it's a glorious thing. So I'm sharing this story just in case anybody needs that reminder that as entrepreneurs, we get to be the boss. We can take those times out when we need them. We just have to give them to ourselves. And yesterday was one of those days. I gave it to myself and I have no regrets today. I don't feel behind. It's just like life carries on. So hopefully that little story is helpful for any of you that might need a permission slip to just go lay out a blanket and puddle on the earth for a little bit. It was very helpful for me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morris from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com. That's M-A-J-I-K media.com and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.